This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. Big O, what about his health? Any concerns? Well, it's always a concern. Yeah, that's the only concern I've said for a while now with Tua that I have is durability. But, dude, the guy came back. I'll put it this way. Let me say this about Tua's health this year that I have not said before, okay? And when you look at Tua's health, of course, there's always a concern because he's had multiple ankle injuries. He had the thumb injury and he had the hip injury, right? He's had major surgeries 3 times already. Obviously the hip, but having said all that, I am less concerned about his health this year than I was last year. Last year, he wasn't even a year removed from the hip surgery and he got on the field. He took some hits from several players overall and the dude never, ever missed a minute of the game, never missed a play because of an injury. And he wasn't even fully healthy. At least now he's had another offseason to build his body back up again and play football. He's healthier now. He's more athletic now. He's stronger now. So I actually have a little less concern about his durability this year than I did last year. Now, remember, the hip injury, completely flukish, just like Bo Jackson. The ankle injuries were also kind of flukish. So we're not really talking about necessarily injuries from a bunch of wear and tear of taking hits and all those kind of things. They were kind of flukish, those injuries. So maybe, just maybe, the kid went through a string of bad luck. And maybe he is durable. He certainly is tough. You don't come back from all those injuries if you're not tough. You don't come off the bench in Alabama to then lead your team to a championship if you're not tough, okay, mentally and physically. And you're not tough. You're not mentally tough or physically tough if you don't do what he did last year. How many people suffer a hip injury in late November and they're lining up and ready to play football in September? That's unheard of, dude. And then he took hits when you know he wasn't his 100% yet. So this year, I actually have slightly less concerns about it. And as time goes on, I will then attribute the injuries to freakish accidents. If he continues to break down, then we can say, okay, then this is clearly a problem. But right now, I'm actually going to give him the benefit of the doubt because, I mean, I don't want this to happen or anything like that. I mean, the year passed already, but really he was kind of set up to get injured last year. Because he's not even 100%. I wasn't a big fan of having him active in September. Anybody that heard this show, you know it. I wanted him active late in the season when he had a year already of rehab. I was worried about it. But having said all that, he was healthy enough, tough enough to survive this past season and played 10 games of football, man. 10 games of football is tough in the NFL. So this year, my concerns for Tua and his health are slightly less.